A whole 300 Swat for a power bank with a tiny capacity of 20 Ah? What's behind such a price? On the forum, I've already shown examples with the same capacity that I bought for as little as for 80 Swat. So this is quite a mystery. What are we paying almost 4 times as much for? Let's find out. Let's start with the packaging. The first thing that catches the eye, however, is the large number of additional features not found in cheaper models. We've got a claimed power output of up to 100W, support for fast charging protocols, and a clear TFT display, replacing the simple 4 dots found on cheaper models. I'm a bit puzzled by this 165W figure. Where does it come from, when the text right next to it mentions a value that's a third lower? Everything on the back is also described in exemplary detail. This 165W is supposedly the combined output from multiple ports. I'm afraid I won't even be able to test that fully. In addition, the power bank supports voltages of up to 20 volts on USB-C and up to 12 volts on USB-A. Everything is nicely packaged. It feels as though I'm unboxing a new mobile phone. The set also includes a modern USB-C cable. The power bank also has its own retractable cable with a spring-loaded mechanism. It also features a magnet to keep the cable end in the retracted position so it doesn't get caught on other items in your bag. Time to move on to the tests. First, something simple: charging my Xiaomi phone. The unit supplies 16 volts and the phone draws around 1 amp, displaying fast charging. It's not quite the same as with the original power supply, which could deliver several dozen watts, but it's still not bad. Now let's try it the other way round. To make things a bit trickier, I've also loaded the output. Now I want to charge a power bank using my Xiaomi power supply. That's impressive. My Xiaomi 11T is from 2021, yet its power supply still got on well with this power bank and delivers a good 60 watts. Now let's check QC on port A. Indeed, it's exactly as stated on the label. You can draw up to 1.5A at 12 volts. What's more, you can continue to load it, so several ports can indeed operate at the same time. Here, the built-in cable is powering the phone at a higher voltage, whilst a separately connected QC trigger is set to 12 volts. The display constantly shows the current voltages, currents and power levels, as well as the charge level, and also estimates how much time is left until the battery is fully discharged or fully charged. All that remained was to check the capacity. I opted for a load of 1.5A at 5 volts. The label states a rated capacity of 11,600 mAh at 5 volts. Internally, it consists of 4 times 5,000 mAh cell, but this is at 3.7 volts per cell. My measurements show just over 12 Ah at 5 volts, so everything adds up. You can also multiply. 12 Ah times 5 volts equals 60 Wh. The packaging mentions 72 Wh, but I think that's before accounting for losses in the converters. To sum up, this was a capacity test of the Ugreen PB726 power bank, bought for a whole 300 Swat. Whilst I was at it, I also checked. It's also partly down to its ability to support QC and PD, although I was slightly short of the necessary kit to make it a complete success. That doesn't change the fact that I can already give a partial verdict. The power bank under review really does leave cheaper models far behind, even those with QC. I've never come across a power bank before that's capable of charging at 65W, and from my 5-year-old Xiaomi power supply at that. I was equally impressed that this model is capable of maintaining 2 high-voltage connections. Cheaper models revert to 5 volts in such cases. The controller inside doesn't support this. Similarly, I also tested charging the power bank while simultaneously powering an additional device from it, which also works successfully. Finally, I might add that the display itself looks great and is useful for diagnosing and checking the power, voltage, and current at which the ports are operating. It's not just a superfluous gimmick. I haven't tested powering the device directly from 20 volts, but based on my experience, so